All right. Before I attempt to summarize what I think are the points, the main points that we should be communicating to the board, is there anything that members would like to raise either for discussion now or otherwise we will go through our usual drill in terms of convening the agenda committee to discuss future meetings. Reflecting on yesterday and today, it seemed to me there were three messages that I think we had a high level of agreement on and perhaps should be highlighted in the report that we send to the board and the trustees, although I think all three really are matters that relate directly to the work of the board in this case. The first was our discussion of the proposed ASAF, where we were highly supportive but had a significant concern about the need for further clarity, complete agreement that the focus should be technical, but needing further guidance as to just what that means. And I think that was an important point. It may be quite consistent, I think, with what the board intends. The second was perhaps our discussion of disclosure today, where, again, I think unanimous support for moving that action forward on a two-prong basis, the short-term initiative working within IES-1, whatever, and the longer-term, broader initiative. The third that I think I sensed a difference of position on is loan loss impairment, and this is the one I want to test with you. My clear recollection of our discussion at previous meetings was, you know, the extreme importance of getting that done as soon as possible. But I think we were saying, at above all costs, a converged answer. And I did not get that message out of our discussion at this meeting. My sense is council members were moving to the view that time is rapidly running out. And yes, a converged answer is clearly the preferred outcome, but not at the expense of further delay. Now, that was my takeaway, but it's a pretty important change in our position. I just want to get your confirmation that you're comfortable with that or not. But Hans, I thought that's what I heard you saying, that your take as to where. So are members consistent with that or comfortable with that?
Well, I would just say from my perspective, again, from a preparer's perspective, I see that two accounting models for impairment is very problematic from a reporting perspective. I would also, for, let's say, banks, highly regulated industry, I think two models will also be problematic, not just from a preparer perspective, but also for managing the business. I would imagine from a regulator's perspective, there's also some challenges in dealing with comparability of eligible capital, et cetera, having two models. So I'm still in the camp that there should be continue to be a push for convergence, recognizing that it's been difficult and that the boards have been working on it a long time, but I still think a converged model is a noble cause. It's something that we need to continue for.
It's tricky to express it correctly. I didn't mean to suggest that the attempt at convergence should be abandoned, but I guess we're at a point of a reality check in terms of timeliness. How much longer can we afford to have financial reporting continue with the current model? Andrew?
Maybe just to put it a slightly different way, I'd certainly support the two boards getting together briefly to see if there is any possibility of reaching a converged solution, but I would emphasize the word briefly, because the moment there's any touch on trying to get something else that's converged, it will be another year down the line. And I think I would rather have something out than have yet another year go by. We need the new model out. If it means there's a difference, then so be it. I'd encourage at least an attempt to do it, but don't spend much time on it.
Thanks, Andrew. That's what I'm trying to say, but obviously not succeeding at. But Panagiotis?
Very briefly, I agree with you, Chairman. I mean, we should put emphasis on the convergence given the G20 call, but should not be at the expense of quality. We should also give a balanced, let's say, statement. That's my view.
Jeff?
I just like to echo Rodolf's concern. We would like to also to see continued emphasis on convergence. We hear the need to move forward, obviously, if there is no convergence, but I'm afraid that if the mindset is put in such a way that we should move forward without convergence, we may go. The differences may expand. So I think we would emphasize the need to work forward, to keep pushing forward with the convergence, even if we decide to move ahead with our own work.
I think what I am going to do, because I'm not sure that we're in disagreement in terms of no one suggesting that attempts at convergence should be abandoned. It's more a question.
I think you can count on us to be serious when I've said that we are going to undertake or participate in each other's outreach. You don't do that with closed ears. So, you know, we would really like to hear in the United States what people think. We've also committed to having a joint board meeting to see whether we at least can come closer together, if not completely together. That may not be so likely, but that is also going to be a serious effort. Having said all that, we all appreciate that a time limit is there, that we need to come to conclusions, and that we have had, of course, the experience that we were converged, but that was not enough to stay converged, and that we have had a history now of trying, and at a certain point you just have to come to conclusions. But I think everybody supports this around the table.
All right. My proposal is to leave it this way. I am going to draft a report. I'm putting you on notice that draft will be on our website within 7 business days. It will attempt to draft a position that I think is an important shift from what I thought our previous message was, you know, convergence at all costs. I don't think we're saying that now. I think we're saying, yes, pursued convergence, but the need for a final standard is now urgent. And let's see if we can capture it that way. If you're not comfortable with it, please don't hesitate to speak up. But many members over the years have said, you know, we have an important role to play on important issues. You know, if we have a view, we should speak. And if we had to pick a single topic that is of particular importance to the world at large, I think this has got to be it. So. All right. Let's leave it on that basis then. I think it'll be a relatively brief report, but I do think it is important to try and send as clear a signal and as helpful a signal as we can. That concludes what I am aware of that needs to be dealt with in the open session. So seeing no other points arising, let's close the open session. Thank our observers for attending. I'd like members to stay on for a couple of minutes. I think we need about 5 or 10 minutes in closed session, and nothing more than that. So.